On the show today, we have Callahan's Eric Payne and Innovations Federal Credit Union's David Southall talking about how the credit union was impacted by 2018's Hurricane Michael and serving its members in the area following the storm. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have quite the story for you. We have Mr. Eric Payne from Callahan and Associates. Eric, how are you, sir?
I am doing well, Mike. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that. And we have Mr. David Southall from Innovations Federal Credit Union. David, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Down in sunny Florida.
All right. Yeah, it looks like a nice day out there. You can get to, yes. Looks like the catch of the day right behind you. So looking good.
Yes. You said get a good background, so here's one of my record fishes earlier.
One of the best backgrounds we've had yet, so that's top 10 cool. For sure. Hey, Eric, I mean, I saw this. I obviously get Callahan's emails and newsletters and stuff like that every day, and I'm on your site every day. And then I saw this. I saw this story on there about. I mean, you guys do the anatomy of a credit union report every quarter or so, I think. And this one really caught my eye about Innovations Federal Credit Union, your recovery or its recovery following the 2018 Hurricane Michael natural disaster. And it's just a phenomenal story. But before we get into it, I just wanted to get why you chose Innovation, because there was a lot of credit unions obviously affected by the hurricane in that part of the world. And I wanted to get your reasoning before we dive into the weeds a little bit with David.
Yeah, sure. So first off, thank you for being a loyal reader. We appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure.
Every click matters. So with the anatomy of a credit union profile, we take a point in time sort of profile look at a exemplary credit union. And the seeds for this anatomy actually were sown in summer of 2018. I was interviewing David and Karen Hurst, the CMO down there, mm-hmm. and for a different article. And in conversations, it came out that Karen and I think David too were big fans of the anatomy, and that when you get people complimenting your work, it sticks with you.
Yeah.
And so Innovations was in my head, and when I was researching an industry-wide challenge being attracting deposits, I saw Innovations' name pop up for deposit growth in fourth quarter of 18 and first quarter of 19. And just knowing where Innovations was located in Panama City and sort of putting one and one together to mm-hmm. make two, thinking like this is probably hurricane related, it sort of spurred my interest in learning more about that. Yeah. So we had a couple of conversations in May of 2019 just to get a sense of what was happening down there. What was the environment like? What was the market like? And how those factors were sort of affecting the balance sheet and what the credit union was doing about it. And hearing all that, it definitely piqued my interest to know that this was a story about resilience and recovery and something that I think from Callahan's perspective, we really wanted to tell.
Yeah, that was a recipe for a good story indeed. And David, turning to you, let's start from the beginning here. How did Hurricane Michael impact your credit union? Because it sounds like you guys are still recovering from it. So can you give us a quick synopsis there?
Well, Hurricane Michael was very unique. I was born and raised here in this area along the Gulf Coast and have experienced hurricanes my whole life.
Right.
And this one was different. This storm really caught all of us off guard. It was the third most powerful storm that's ever hit our nation. And a lot of people don't realize the power and the force that this hurricane brought with it. And we really were caught off guard pretty much because 2 days before that we didn't even know about this storm. So we really didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare. Fortunately, living here, we always are somewhat prepared for this type of event. However, this one caught most people off guard, as I said. And we had 160 mile per hour sustained winds with gusts approaching 200. And when you have an event like that, so right immediately following, we immediately went into recovery mode, making sure our employees were safe. Many had evacuated, making sure that we could get to our branches. We have six locations here in Panama City, and the roads were completely blocked by debris, trees, buildings, power lines. So it was quite a struggle just to get from one location to another. It mm-hmm. took me a full day just to get from one side of the town to the other.
Wow.
But we were faced with quite a mess. I mean, all six of our locations had physical damage, some much worse than others. Mm-hmm. It'll be a long recovery that's going to last into a year or 2 years. So that's what we're facing right now.
But I mean, amidst this, all this destruction, I mean, including your credit union included, I mean, but you guys were still able to serve your members. And from the story, from Eric's story, I read that you guys were the first financial institution in the area to be back online and helping out consumers out there. So tell us about that and what it says about your credit union.
Well, as I said, this was an unusual event, and we knew that our members, our community needed help immediately. And during a time like this, everyone needs access to money. Some people prepare better than others. Some people may have already gotten gas in their cars, money in their pockets, all those things that you really need following a storm like this. Mm-hmm. But we knew our community was in need. So we were back up and running very quickly. One branch, we had no power, so we were doing offline receipts at our drive-thrus, and people were lined up, I mean, 2 hours long just to get money. People needed cash. Yeah. We had to pay to have trees removed from your house, from your yard, from your driveway. People needed to leave town. They needed money. Money is king during this. So we were non-members. We were serving people that had no idea who Innovations even was. And we probably broke a lot of rules, but it turned into a humanitarian event. People needed help, and we wanted to help them. So we gained some membership after the storm, too.
Yeah.
Because we were the ones that really helped people out. We made sure they knew that. You know, we're not supposed to do this, but we're here to help you because we want you and your family to be safe. So we did everything we could to get our branches up and running as quickly as we could. And that was quite an event as well, doing that.
I could imagine. And in times like that, I think bending the rules is all right. as long as you're contributing positively to the community and helping people in need, then have at it. My gosh.
It was humanitarian. That's what it was. It was a humanitarian event. We had to help people.
Yeah.
Desperate people.
Yeah. And whatever it takes. I mean, my gosh. Yeah. You got to do what you got to do. So,
and you know, Eric, you know what our loss was from that?
No,
zero.
Really? Oh my gosh! Well done, man. That's a story in itself, right there.
I mean, we were expecting checks to bounce.
Yeah.
Money lost? Nope. Everyone was good for what they had. So
and
we
that's
were
a
very happy.
Testament to your members as well. So what good people they are too.
Yeah.
And Eric, from your research, Innovations actually grew almost overnight from following the hurricane from what, $200 million in assets? I mean, and you can clarify this as well, David. From $200 million to $270 million. How did this happen? Was it just like, oh my gosh, these folks helped out the community, we're going to go join? Or how did that happen?
Yeah, so maybe I'll start, and David, have the firsthand knowledge of this. But I think, you know, when you're facing a disaster to the scale of Hurricane Michael, or as the piece you talk about in the piece, Hurricane Katrina, I think members are looking for a safe place to deposit their funds.
Mm-hmm.
They're receiving, you know, insurance claims. There are other disaster related relief funds that are available for them. And they're just putting it in, you know, Innovations or other financial institutions where they know their money is safe. And I think, like, more to David, like, when you receive these funds, which are probably going to be temporary, you have to, you know, figure out a way to manage those temporary monies.
Right. Right. And Dave, you want to finish up?
Yeah, that's just about right. Sure. Most of the deposit growth we had was insurance proceeds. Their insurance folks were out under tents up and down our streets just mm-hmm. helping their customers writing checks all day long.
Wow.
So most of the influx was were checks from insurance companies. And we expect to keep those for a while. Our growth has pretty much capped, but it hasn't started going out yet. Like, for instance, myself, I'm an example of that. I have an insurance proceed deposited here that I haven't used yet.
So, okay.
We expect over the next probably 6 to 9 months that we'll see some decline.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going back down to where we were. We'll probably maintain some growth still
mm-hmm.
After all of this is said and done.
Well, that's great news, because I mean you experience growth through all that. I mean, that's the silver lining right there for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Our CFO has had a good time trying to balance this out too, because we need to invest this money, yet we had to have it pretty liquid. So when we needed to give it back to our members, it was available. So yeah, it's been quite a challenge, but we've managed it well. And our CFO here, Jeremy Hinton, he's really, really doing a good job with managing that growth.
So what were some key lessons that you learned from this experience, and how you guys came out ahead of all this destruction? I mean, to really serve your community to the fullest. I mean, what key lessons did you learn from this experience?
I think the biggest key lesson for any event, whether it's a hurricane, a fire, earthquake, you just always have to be prepared in advance and have a plan.
Yeah.
We had a plan. It was really put to the test, but being prepared makes all the difference mm-hmm. in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be in constant communication with the NCUA. They need to know what's going on. They're there to help however they can. Mm-hmm. You need to let third-party call centers know what's going on. If you have a hurricane disaster loan that you want to offer your members, they need to know about that. You need to order more cash, because I said earlier, cash is king. So anytime an event is coming and you can prepare for it by ordering more money, mm-hmm. you need to do that. You need to ensure that additional cash that you're getting. So many things that go with being prepared. Making sure you have all of your employees' contact information. They have yeah. yours. You have the event. You have no. We didn't have cell service for 2 weeks.
Good grief.
So that created a challenge. There's any more too.
Goodness. I have a question for you, just kind of off the top of my head. When a hurricane is coming, like you can see, like this one you said was you found out about it 2 days before. Do you send like a message out to your members saying, hey, prepare yourself for what's going to happen? You might want to stop by the ATM or a branch and get some extra cash just in case. Do you do things like that to kind of not only prepare yourselves, but prepare your members as well? Do Creightians in that area do things like that?
Well, that's a good idea to do that. I think we, along with a lot of other financial institutions and anyone serving our community or consumers, is, you know, let them know what's going on.
Yeah.
Social media is probably the easiest yeah. platform today.
Yeah.
So we broadcast it on that. We go out on the radio stations that we have relationships with and give any information that we have.
Okay.
Because not everybody's going to see it. Social media, not everybody's going to hear on the radio.
Right.
That communication is going to get out. So, yeah, communication is very important.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Eric, in researching and writing this story, what lessons did you, or what takeaways did you learn from this experience? Because, I mean, I want to say it's unique, but it's not unique, because this, unfortunately, this happens every year. So, especially in the Florida area. So, what takeaways did you learn from this story?
Yeah, I think for me editorially, the big takeaway, and it's the flagship piece in the anatomy, is just the coordinated disaster recovery and sort of business continuity efforts. Yeah. We have this timeline of, and you know, kudos to Innovations for allowing us to see all it is that they were able to do in this, like, you know, day zero to day five to day 10, all the way out, you know, until cell service is restored.
Mm-hmm.
I know the piece talks about Verizon and Cricket Wireless and how Cricket Wireless was able to help you communicate with each other while the fiber optic cables were down. But just seeing the steps that the credit union was, like, highly coordinated and able to take was my big takeaway.
Yeah.
And I think what, you know, our readership, you know, people who are learning success stories, that to me would be the resonant point.
Okay. Yeah, because I've learned about, I mean, obviously, I don't know if you guys have heard about Redwood Credit Union out here in California during the last 2 years of the fires, what they have done, and other credit unions in the area as well, when the fires come, what they do with disaster preparedness. So that kind of just, it just really stuck out to me, and how you guys handle this as well. So it's great how credit unions share their stories and collaborate and help each other in times like this. And it's fantastic what our industry
yeah.
can do.
I'd like to add a couple more takeaways
sure.
that I feel pretty important. One of the things that we did, and other financial institutions do this too, and it's important that if someone is facing a whether it be a natural disaster, anything where it's going to impact your membership and your community, is what we did is we suspended credit bureau reporting. We waived all NSF fees. We stopped check processing. Wow. We waived any late fees. We deferred every loan, including mortgage loans, for up to 90 days.
Wow.
And we offered assistance loans, hurricane assistance loans. And we're very generous, or liberal, I guess, on the underwriting, because everybody had a bad story and they needed help.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that part of your preparation, or if you need to put in your disaster recovery or continuity plan, is to have these products available or these programs available. Mm-hmm. And make sure that, you know, late fees are waived, all of those things, because the last thing you want is a member bouncing a check or getting a late fee on a loan because they were, you know, missed something the day after the storm.
Yeah.
But we were very lenient and generous on those programs, and it was still extending them today.
Wow.
Even. And we're 9 months, 2 days from now will be our 9th month anniversary.
Really?
Of this,
oh my
this
gosh.
Hurricane. So it's the gift that keeps on giving.
No doubt. And I think, and time is of the essence as well with this, because everybody needs help right now in
right
a situation
now.
Like that. So when you guys are there and one of the first one and the first one up and running, I mean, that's just kudos mm-hmm. to you guys. So very cool stuff.
You.
All right, guys. Anything else to add, Eric? Anything else to add from your end of this? I mean, I love this anatomy of the credit union series that you guys do. I just absolutely look forward to it every quarter. So, anything else to add to it, or?
Yeah, I think for folks looking to read it, you know, the Strategies and Performance, the magazine it is featured in, will be hitting desks mid to late July.
Okay.
And if you want to read it now, you can find it on creditunions.com/anatomy.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. And I love stories. I mean, I love stories like this, David. I mean, I don't like the hurricane part, but I like the recovery and the rescue part of it. So those things resonate quite well with me. So kudos to you. Congratulations, and keep the rebuilding process going. And we'll be thinking about you.
Thank you for having me on the show. And Eric, great job on the article. We've all read it, all friends and family. And anyway, great job. We appreciate it.
Well,
all right,
thank
guys.
You very much.
Well done, guys. Well done, guys, on every angle. Good stuff.
Thank you.
All right.